This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. Police in the San Luis Obispo County city of Grover Beach are searching for vandal who spray-painted racial graffiti along the outside of a local elementary school. KCBX's Angel Russell tells us how the city and local leaders are taking action.
Employees at Grover Beach Elementary School made the discovery Monday of a spray-painted stick figure hanging from a noose with the letters HIM underneath it. Next to it was a racial slur.
It's a despicable act, and we're not going to tolerate that within the city of Grover Beach.
Grover Beach Mayor Jeff Lee says while he doesn't know if this is a targeted hate crime, if it turns out just to be kids or teenagers.
It doesn't make it any less disturbing. What it does do, it provides an opportunity to learn and to teach and to outreach.
An employee at the school posted photos of the vandalism to Facebook, which have now been shared more than 100 times. The staffer says as of right now, he can't comment on the pending investigation, but as a black man living in the community, he expressed his disappointment. Cornell Morton, president of the Diversity Coalition of San Luis Obispo, says cases like this are happening far too often across the nation.
We African-American folks who live in this county pay attention. For many of us, unfortunately, it's not surprising. It's not, oh my God, I've been the victim of racism. It's less that response. It's more, here we go again.
Cornell says the coalition is working on a series of community forums to encourage a conversation of the racial tensions facing the nation and on the Central Coast.
We don't get anywhere by denying, the obvious. And we don't get anywhere by blaming people. We only learn about them through a relationship one-on-one.
Grover Beach Mayor Lee says he's also working with the coalition, as well as local Black Lives Movement leaders and the NAACP, to use a graffiti found at Grover Beach as a teaching moment.
We need to learn. We need to change. We need to understand. And I think it needed to happen before this. We need to use this situation to learn so that we don't have a recurrence of this.
Meanwhile, Grover Beach police say if the vandalism is determined to be a hate crime, they will level felony charges. Reporting in Grover Beach, I'm Angel Russell.
KCBX News coverage of California and the Central Coast will continue in a half an hour.